Well, we're a bipartisan advocacy organization that works really hard to increase federal investments in early learning programs in states. So the preschool development grant program is exactly the kind of thing we work to achieve because it provides extra help to states that are responsible for children birth to 18 and supports parents, particularly parents who are low income or have no job at all and can't afford these services. We all know a preschool program can run upwards of $10,000 a year, and a parent on minimum wage would be lucky to make $25,000 a year. So this is not affordable, but it is essential for the child's development. First 5 Years Fund also looks at the national landscape and tries to understand what it is parents really want, and we've been polling them and finding out that regardless of party affiliation, age, race, gender, geography, there is universal, virtually universal support for a bigger investment in early learning, and we really carry that message to Congress and to the White House to encourage them to do more.
Well, taking a look at some of these, of what some of these proposals will be, are you expecting a lot of innovation, or are you expecting people to try to reinvent the wheel? It looks like people know what good early education is.
I like that word, innovation. There is a lot of excitement around early learning because it's an opportunity in some ways to start fresh. Most people have feelings about the K-12 system, good or bad. They see the system as in some ways older and more entrenched. This opportunity with early learning really does allow for innovation and creativity. And there are a number of experts who know quite well how to train teachers, what specifically it is that they can do to help children learn more quickly and more effectively. And some of those ideas can even be delivered through new technology. It doesn't always require a teacher sitting in a classroom herself at night to get college units. Sometimes these things can be done through virtual services, through a mentor teacher who travels through a neighborhood, ways of sharing resources and using technology and online support are emerging as really good tools for scaling up the workforce more effectively and actually more cheaply.
So I guess we just have to learn how to better use those tools now, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. One thing I would just love to share is the urgency of this situation. The Department of Education is releasing $250 million, which is wonderful. But to put it in perspective, the Head Start program that has been in place for almost 50 years has an $8 billion a year budget, and it is only meeting the needs of half the eligible children in America who would like or benefit from being in that program. In other words, we would need to double that amount to meet the needs of children. $250 million, $8 billion, $16 billion. As you know, the federal budget contains many, many things in it. For example, next year they're thinking of purchasing some new helicopters for the military, and that alone would be $3 billion. I think we have a reprioritization to make. Early learning, I hope, rises more to the top as Congress looks at the future budget, and it looks at our future period, and it sees that kids, no matter what their economic background, benefit greatly from early learning and need some extra help.
Are you finding that that this really is a bipartisan issue, that there really isn't much resistance to it?
It's so exciting to see that because many issues get politicized and one side or the other wants it or doesn't want it. Early learning is really supported by both parties' voters, and I hope more and more our elected officials embrace it as well, no matter what side of the issue they're on. I think it's gotten to a point where we're not really talking about whether or not to do more early learning, but how will we pay for it? And that's progress, and that's where a lot of issues end up. How much can we afford? And hopefully parents and other people will make their voices heard if they feel that it helps their children, their grandchildren, the kids in their neighborhood do better and help the economy and the society overall to have that opportunity.
Yeah, it would be interesting to hear what the argument against it would be.
Yes, it tends to be there tend to be two arguments. Number one, I have mentioned already, is there is a cost associated with this. But then there is still an idea that some people have that children will do better at home, that if they were with a parent throughout the day, that they would do better. And what we like to say is parents are their children's first teacher and play a critical role. But an early learning program is really an enhancement, and it really adds to the child's readiness for school and life and is not a takeaway. It's really additive. And I think especially now with more than two-thirds of women working outside the home and maybe even holding down more than one job, this becomes also part of how we keep the economy going and keep parents at work.